Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America. Today is such an amazing day here in the neighborhood. We are here live at our Morning at the Mansion show here at the Mansion on Park Row, and that is 2700 West Park Row Drive, Pantego, hashtag Arlington, Texas, 76013. And we are so excited today about the topic, and I really believe that, you know, there's someone there out there that is really just trying to figure out, you know, the path that they are, you know, have elevated to and just trying to walk this thing out. So that is what we're here to do, is to actually encourage, to edify, and to just totally blow the wind in this season for those of us who are just seeking better direction, you know, in a place of harmony, you know, with the kingdom. So we're just here this morning to just represent as true ambassadors through the airwaves. And we just want to say, you know, good morning, America, and good morning, everyone. And we pray that you are all about your day to day and just walking it out and have a spirit of zeal to be able to just, you know that you know that you know that you are headed in the right direction in this season. And we all know that this is conclusive of the year of Jubilee, and we are just so encouraging everyone to know that we are in the spirit of fall, but October is here, and we are flowing in the new year on the Jewish calendar. So we're just so excited about, you know, what the Lord has in store for everyone today in this amazing topic of carrying the flame. And that is so beautiful to know that that the Lord really trusts us in this season to be the flame carriers, you know, and that we would have the total place of resonating with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit itself is in reference of the fire. So we're carrying the flame, and we're going to carry the fire in this season as we transition to higher heights to hear what the Lord is saying to us in this season of just elevation, you know. And I pray that everyone has the ear to hear, you know, and I can't say it enough that we have to make sure that we get in position every single day to hear what the Lord is saying to us. So for those of you, because, you know, we have those days that sometimes we kind of like wake up a little late and, you know, we'd be rushing to hear, you know, what God is saying to us. But, you know, I just encourage everyone to just kind of set your alarms a little earlier so that you can just go into that secret place of the Most High and just hear, you know, that Jeremiah 29 and 11, what God is saying to you in this season, because his plans are the plans that truly will succeed, you know, because we tried our way. We kind of like the children of Israel. We run going around the mulberry bush, you know, and like we talked about in our last show, what took the children of Israel 40 years, really the journey was only probably 40 days. So you have to decide, you know, I'm just not going to be wandering in the wilderness in this portion of my life, and I want to be the fire, and I want to be able to carry that torch of the Holy Spirit into where, you know, your destiny, where you're going. So just be encouraged and know that God hears your heart as you petition to him, whether it's out of desperation or just a desire or, you know, just that burning place that you have. So just be mindful of that. So we're definitely going to go into our topic. We're going to give the scripture that we have concerning carrying the fire or carrying the flame, and that is going to be Psalms 104 and 4. So what we're going to do at this moment, we're going to do what we do, and we're going to go to commercial, and we're going to come back and hear what the Lord is saying in this season for each and every one of us. So that's what we'll do. So it's all
right. Let me lose my way. I'm going to shout your name, hallelujah. Hey.
are back at our Mornings at the Mansion show, and we just want to say welcome back and good morning, America, and just kind of get yourself in position and get your word out and get ready for this amazing journey today in our topic of carrying the flame or just carrying the fire, you know, which represents the Holy Spirit. So we just want to say we just want to thank Cree Perkins for her amazing Unblind Me song. And she's just an amazing artist. She's 16 years old, and I'm telling you, she is carrying the fire. You know, as we very well know that, you know, sometimes we go through major things in life that, you know, is a journey. And as we transition out, we just want to make sure that, you know, we support people, you know, because, you know, everybody has a story. And Cree is one of those young women who has made it through on the other side, and she just wanted to express her journey and how the Lord has unblinded her and to blow the wind of Him unblinding us. So feel free to go and check out her on iTunes and just kind of, you know, support her. Like, each tune is like 99 cents. So, you know, let's blow it up and fill it up and bless her and, you know, encourage, because that is what we're called to do in this season, is to pillow one another. So Cree Perkins and her Unblind Me. So we're going to go to our topic today, and our scripture is in Psalms 104:4. And it reads, "Who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire," which totally represents each and every one of us who are ministers, you know, and just know that you can do that, and you don't always have to be behind a pulpit, okay, or a camera, okay, expressing who God is to you and who He can be for others, you know, and just encouraging each other. So, you know, just be who you're called to be, because each and every one of us are ministers. And we want to make sure that the most effective way for us to be is to make sure that we are allowing the Holy Spirit to be within us, which is that consuming fire, you know, being able to connect to one another and to empower each other, encourage each other. And that's how we do that, is being full of the Spirit, because the Word says that it leads and guides us into all truth. And, you know, just be mindful that people are definitely watching the believers in the land today. And knowing that this is our season that we of recompense, that we can really possess all those things that God has entrusted us with, and just to know that, you know, so just know that Psalms 104:4 is a way of encouraging us how to, you know, be who we're called to be. So God is good, and I just want everyone to know that that is just His antidote for the season today, and it's that consuming fire. So we're going to just continue to talk about that, but I do have a few little notes here that I want to explain. Share that the Lord had shared with me. I believe in this season that our place of being the fire is more of a personal place, you know, and which a personal revival. And when we can be a revival within ourselves with the Holy Spirit, you know, leading us in this journey, that's what makes us become a contagious people and have an atmosphere that a lot of times we don't even have to say anything, just allowing our atmospheres to have residue of the Spirit of God in them, to where people will come into your atmosphere and they will be, you know, they will tell you, you know, this place is so amazingly peaceful and rejuvenating, and I feel the presence and the Spirit of God here. You know, people will begin to proclaim that in your atmosphere, which is a place of plugging into you and encouraging you to continue to do what you're called to do. So as a personal revival, you know, just be mindful of that, you know, because when you do that, you can really be a container, you know, of the Word of God and how, and being within you, that Spirit itself, every time you open your mouth, it gives you the Spirit of utterance, you know, and of course that is a scripture that we'll go to. But the fire, it warms and attracts and comforts. And that's what the Holy Spirit came here to do for each and every one of us. And in that, it also, as well, it burns up all the rubbish in our lives, which is all the, you know, the stuff that is not good, you know. It comes in and it, you know, it flows within you, and it actually, it doesn't condemn you, because that's what the enemy does, but it brings things before you, because the Holy Spirit does bring things back to your remembrance. So it brings things before you to make you examine yourself and say, hey, you know what, I don't want to feel like that, or I don't want to be like that. I don't even want to live like that anymore. So that's what the Holy Spirit does. It's more like a vehicle, and it drives us into that place of the fruits of the Spirit, you know, being peaceful and loving and gentle and kind to one another, you know. But when you can do that and be that for you, you can do that and be that for others, you know. And that's as we were talking about that contagious place. So it has a purifying effect on us, you know, to where it just, like I said, it burns up all the things that are in us that doesn't belong there, you know, in our hearts and in our minds, because as we talked about last week, it is our heart that is where our issues are housed, you know. And you want to make sure, I mean, we all have issues, please believe me, there's no perfect person, no perfect marriage, no perfect friendship, or nothing is perfect. But when you have the perfect one in you, it, you know, you strive for that perfection and being able to walk it out, being who you're called to be, and being all you can be, you know, in that place. But, you know, just, you know, let the Holy Spirit live in you and begin to teach you the things that are of God. That, you know, and a lot of times when you do that, you don't have to have this amazing degree and to be before people. Just, you know, be the light, you know, and that's what we're talking about in the Word. Just be that city, because you within yourself can be a city on a hill that you can light up, a whole room, you know, a whole place that you will be able to purify just through your presence. That is the presence that is within you. So just be encouraged today, America, as we continue to talk about these amazing things. These are great nuggets that you can use every day throughout your life, and just, you know, when you allow the Holy Spirit to continue to do that. So I encourage you to get into your Word today and hear what God is saying to you in this season about being the consuming fire and carrying the flame, you know, and that people will recognize. It's something about that you that's so different, you know, in this setting. And they, you know, that's how the Word says that we draw, you know, people, that they will come close to us, and then we would just be able to throw that way. Love, and, you know, because the Word says that love covers a multitude, and it really does, you know, and it makes you hold your peace, too, you know, because sometimes we want to come out the bed, you know, and be like, girl, somebody better hold me, you know, but that is what's so amazing about the Holy Spirit. You know, you don't flow in your emotions, because, you know, you want to please the Lord, you know, you want to be a true representative, like who you are called to be. So I just encourage everyone to just, you know, be mindful that we can be the fire, you know, of the world today, because that just reminds me of the Azusa revival, you know, when how that rained for many a years, you know, but it took a person that was courageous to be able to carry that flame into the next person, and then into the next person. And we're going to be talking about the utterance, too, in just a minute. So I'm not quite sure what scripture that is, but we're going to go. So we're going to go to our next scripture. So, I mean, for those of you that don't know, Acts is an amazing book to get into. I know we always talk about Proverbs because this is just as amazing, but anytime you really want to hear what the Lord is saying to you concerning the Holy Spirit and that consuming fire, Acts is the perfect book. So we're going to go to Acts 2. Chapter 2, verses 3 through 4 today. So let's see what the book of Acts is talking about with us in this season. So you guys know, I know where it is in here, so hold on, because, you know, it's just so amazing when you, and I trust me, I have a bookmark today. I really do. I just got to find it. So I pray that you guys are having an amazingly wonderful, blessed day today, because it's so beautiful outside. We're still kind of transitioning from the summer.
still hot and fall. But God is good, and we are grateful for what he has given us. Here we go. Here we go. I told you I had a book. Say, I have one. Okay, Acts 2, and that's verses 3 through 4. So the word of the Lord reads, "And these appeared unto them, cloven tongues, like a fire, and it set upon each of them." And 4 reads, "And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." So in this word, it talks about having cloven tongues. It's so important about everything that we speak. We kind of talked about that a little bit in our show last week. It's all about what you say and how you speak. But when it comes to the container of the Holy Spirit, it's a totally different realm of speaking. And it talks about speaking in tongues and the cloven tongues. And the word cloven is a split, which means we have the regular language that we speak, and then we have the tongue, which is a direct communication, one-on-one with the Father. And the Spirit gives you utterance to do that, and that is a place of utterance is just an expression aloud, you know. And, you know, I know a lot of people don't really understand that place, you know, when people go into that language, because that's what it is. It's an utterance of a language that is a heavenly language, and that is when you know that you have that container of the Spirit in you, because it gives you the place to just elevate in your spirit, and then it just falls on you, and it's like fire. It's shut up in your bones, you know. It's like, I gotta talk to God. I want a direct line of communication with him. And it's also a place of beauty, you know, and that the enemy also can't understand it. And I'm so grateful that the Lord gave us that place to go into the secret place and to cover us up, even in our communication with him, that we can just sup with him and have that, you know, that reminds me of the angels coming, going on the Jacob's ladder. They were coming and petitioning for us and on our behalf. So that is what the Holy Spirit does. And I'm so grateful to the Lord that he went to the cross and he said, "I have to go so that, you know, the Lord can send you the Comforter." You know, so if you're having one of those days, or whenever you have one of those days that you're feeling like, you know, Lord, you know, I don't hear you. I'm not feeling you right now. I tell you, if you would just dig in deep and go into that place and allow the Spirit of the Lord to resonate over you and within you, and then you would have that direct communication with the Father. So that's what's so amazing about the book of Acts. This is where that whole book, it talks about the transition of the Holy Spirit and how it came about, and just an amazing, beautiful relationship. So just be encouraged today and know that, you know, the Lord is there for you. You know, you just have to open yourself up and give him room to come in and transition yourself into the deep of the impartation of the container, and know that, and just kind of, you know, a lot of people are kind of afraid to let go, because see, no, it's no longer about you, it's no longer about self, it's no longer about flesh, you know, it's about the Holy Spirit and having that fire, you know, that consuming fire, and it'll teach you how to be the carrier of the flame, you know, and how to be able to ignite the next person, and then ignite, and before you know it, it's a place of just elevating and in that acceleration of the Spirit. So just be careful in that place as well, and know that when you open yourself up, that you want to make sure that it's no longer you. You're just totally sold out to the Spirit and how you're walking it out. So I'm just so excited today about learning, and I'm learning too, how to be a container and to be able to carry the flame. Amen. So just be encouraged. And of course, y'all know, we're going to take us a little break. We're going to go to commercial, and we're going to hear a little bit of a song of the day and her unexpected.
I feel complete when I'm with you. Curiosity for you drew me into your world. My mind's so amazed by the words you speak. Feel so safe in your arms. All my fears melt away, but
led by the Spirit of God, because of course we are people of flesh, you know, but we can hold that flesh down, you know, as we continue to allow the Spirit of the Lord to lead us, you know, and guide us throughout the day. And sometimes you even have to take, when you're doing your lunch, take a, you know, station identification break and say, hey, Lord, I'm struggling today, you know, trying to keep this thing right, you know, and I just need your Spirit to go in even the more and to, you know, kind of lean on it, you know, and continue to seek His face and know that He is there for you, you know, and He is hearing you. And a lot of times when we do that, the fleshly part of us rises up because we'll be wanting when we want it, you know, and we have to really wait on God because His timing is so perfect, you know, and I'm telling you, it's nothing like being in His timing because when we do that, we understand even the more that His way is the perfect way, you know. So just be encouraged, everyone, and be mindful now if you're at work or at the gym or whatever you're doing, just be mindful that you go back and listen to the show. And we are at blogtalkradio.com/mansion, okay? So feel free to go onto the show and listen to, chime in, and feel free to call in. And our call-in number is 646-668-2247. That's 646-668-2247. So feel free to call in and kind of chime in and let us know, you know, what you know, how you're feeling about where you're at. Or how you're trying to get there to be a carrier of the flame. Okay? So, we're going to go to our scripture, and we're going to go to Matthew chapter 3, verses 11 through 12. And this is so amazing where the Lord talks. And this is kind of like John the Baptist, you know, everyone knows the story of that, where he... in those days, he was the one that was preparing the way for Jesus. And I always talk to anybody that, like, knows the depth of my conversation. And when we come in and we're just elevating each other and we're in that place of, oh, my God, no, I just want to bless you. And then that person comes back, I just want to bless you. Those are the moments that I call the John the Baptist Jesus moments, okay? And I love having those encounters with the people, you know, to where you just want to bless them, they want to bless you. So it's that sowing and reaping of the blessing. But you, I don't know if you remember, but that's when John was, all those years, he was preparing for Jesus to come, and that day finally came. And, of course, y'all know he was in the Jordan baptizing, you know, everyone that wanted to be baptized and preparing you the way of the Lord. That was one of his anthems, that he would cry out to the world, you know, to, and the way to have people to come, to want to be a container. So when Jesus finally showed up on the scene, John knew it was him, okay, and he was so excited, and Jesus really was on his way to come and be baptized. But John was like, oh, no, I am not worthy, you know, to even tie your shoes or your sandals. And I'm just now, and they were conversing back and forth, and Jesus was like, no, you're going to baptize me. And John was like, no. It was so amazing, the encounter that he prepared for, you know. So let me read it. It's Matthew 3, and here in 11, where it talks about that. It says, "And I indeed baptize you with water," this is John, "unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." 12 reads, "Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat unto the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." So that is who Jesus came to be and to represent us. And he wants us to heed to the warning here where he says that, you know, I come to baptize you with water, this is John, but who that cometh, which is Jesus, will baptize you with fire, which means he has a container in him of the Holy Spirit. And that's why it's so important that we understand that when he went to go be with the Father, he says that I will send you a comforter, you know, which is the Holy Ghost. You know, we reference him as being the Holy Spirit as well, that it would rest upon us, and then it would live in us, and then we would be the container now of the Holy Spirit to be able to be the one that is the container of the fire. So, and that, and when you are containing something, you're the carrier. You know, you're carrying the flame, which is so amazing, you know, and being as radical as I am, and I'm really trying to be calm today, America, to teach this word, not be so radical, but that is who I am. So if I just bust the move and just can't hold myself, okay, it is because of the one who is within me, you know, and I'm just so grateful in this season that the Lord has trusted me to, you know, come forth and bring this amazing word to where you can allow yourself to be saturated in this place of knowing, you know. And that's the most amazing thing about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Everybody had the same experience at a different time. And we're going to go to Luke, where it's really the same word, you know, but Luke himself had this very same experience as a witness to what was happening in that time with John the Baptist, as he was the one who was paving the way for the carrier, which was Jesus himself. So we're going to go to Luke 3, another 3, that's 16 and 17. And the word reads, John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, that latcheth of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. So in the reference of John, he was saying he was not worthy to tie, but in the reference of Luke, he was saying that to untie, okay, to unloose, but shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in the hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and will gather the wheat unto the garner. But to chaffin, he will burn with fire unspeakable. And sometimes when, if you ever notice, when people are just like so in this place of elevation, and you'd be like, hey, I mean, like, you're having a great day. What's going on with you today? Oh, girl, I'm just having a great day. Girl, I don't know. I just feel so amazing today. And that is what that is. It's an unspeakable joy. You know, it's that fire. It's that wave, you know, of the encourager as well, as we can encourage people. We talk about this all the time, just with our presence. You know, it's not all about what we're saying, even though what we're saying is good, but it's more about what we're doing and how we are representing and allowing things. Now, you can say what you're doing, and that's what makes it even the greater, even the more, because it's lining up, you know, because you have people that say things and what they're doing is completely opposite of what they're saying, you know. So I just encourage you as a listener to, you know, make sure that you write this word down and just kind of hear what God is saying to you. So, you know, go into the book of Acts today and read what God is saying to you and how the Spirit is resonating in your atmosphere and you being the courier or the container of the flame, you know. So I always look at myself as a person who, especially in this season, as the Lord continues to elevate me, because I have a desire for the elevation and I have a desire to be a carrier or a container of the fire. You know, I just want to please the Lord and listen to his instruction every day, because trust me, America, I have tried it my way and that is not the way. Okay, and I'm telling you, all the you're talking about the people, the children of Israel. Hello, it was almost like, well, it was like being in the wilderness. But I just made a decision one day that I just didn't want to be another 40 years, because I'm 54, America. Okay, and I just thought, you know, if my journey is what that is, you know, being lined up with the King. That's just a chance I have to take, because I've been there and done that, tried it a million times the way I thought that it should go, and that was not the way. So, you know, we just have to heed to correction and have a heart to just turn it over and say, listen, God, I surrender all. I surrender this place. And then when you do that, you become sold out to the strategies of the kingdom. And I'm telling you, America, it is the antidote of any successful place. And it's not so much about the business or the ministry. It's about you becoming that person to be able to know that if it's not for you, it's not for you. And you should even want it, you know. And you should only want what is for you, you know, because that is what we appreciate it even the more, because the struggle is real, you know. And you just have to know that you know, that you know. And as I was teaching last week, I was just thinking about how many times in the warning is there for us, where the Lord tells us, not only in Romans 8:28, where it says, for that we know, but in so many other scriptures in the Word, God is telling us that we already know. And, you know, people are like, how do you know that? How do you know when God is talking to you? How do you really hear God's voice? Is it you? Or is it, you know, I said, well, listen, it's about when you spend time with the Father. It's like me spending time with my coworkers here, or my children, or my husband. You spend in quality time with that person, so you know them. So we have to be willing and able to be able to spend that type of time in the presence of the Lord. And when you do that, you know that it's His voice. He's telling you, don't do that, or don't go that way, or don't say nothing, or say something, or just whatever the command is in that place of the Father. You know, it's just like I used a reference the other day that when you call your children by name and say, hey, I need you to come here. And you can even go the other way, but you know that your children are on the way, you know, and that's the same way that God wants to reference us with Him. As when we call on the name of the Lord, you may not see Him, but you know that He is on the way, you know, and He's going to heed to your voice as well. And it's just a place of trusting, you know, the Lord, and the Lord trusting you too, because that's what faith is. Faith is a place of trust, you know, and how it manifests. And we have to be able to hear and see the small things that God is trying to show us. And then in that place of trusting and knowing He has your attention, He will be able to show you the greater things, you know, because a lot of times we want the greater, but we don't want to go through the smaller, you know, of appreciation, you know, and saying, you know, Lord, if you just trust me with the small things, because the Word says that too, that those that are ruler of the small things, He don't say you can have, but He says, I will make you ruler over me. And that is just what the Word of the Lord says. So I'm telling you, America, this Word works if you work it, you know. And it's all about what we believe. And that's how we really achieve, you know. And I know people say believe it and receive it and decree it and declare it and name it and claim it. But really, it's all about walking it out, okay. It's all about saying, you know what, Lord, if you just trust me, you know, with the small things, you know, and, you know, prove to be who you are to yourself. And then it's so automatic when it comes to the fellowship and the walk with the Lord, you know. So, America, I just encourage you today to just line yourself up, you know, and get in that place of opening yourself up. And just sometimes we don't even have to say nothing. If we just hold our hearts, because that's what God hears, is He listens to the heart, you know, and making sure that our hearts are lined up with His heart. And I'm telling you, that's that supernatural place that you come to, and trusting, you know, and knowing that when the Lord shows it to you, it's yours, and you have the authority to obtain it, you know. And that's where the power comes in of being the container of the flame. Amen? So I just want to just, you know, blow that wind on you today and encourage you in this place and in this season as being a container and knowing who you're called to be. So we're going to go to our commercial and listen to a little bit more of Asaba in her Sweet Escape today. We'll be right back.
I just see the best in you.
And that is what we're doing in our partnership with Bronson Media. So I'm so excited. So for anyone that wants to register for this event, feel free to go on Sherry Bronson or bronsonmedia.com and register for this amazing workshop. It's just a time for that. So we're just so excited for Sherry Bronson and her transition, and she elevates in her media business and to teach each and every one of you who are in the transition of streaming and just in every place of elevating yourself. So I'm so excited, Ms. Sherry. So I have her card here. Let me make sure that I have her website correct. Here, that is bronsondigitalmedia.com. So feel free to go on to that. And her email info is info@sherrybronson.com as well. So feel free to do that. And if you don't get a chance to make this workshop, you can come in October. You can come in November. So if you are ready to expand your media portion, whether it's your business, your show, or your ministry, feel free to come out to this workshop. And it's here at the Mansion at 2700 West Fargo Drive. That's Pansigo, #Arlington, Texas, 76013. So, I heard the trumpet sound. So this is our October calendar here at the Mansion. So, of course, everyone that knows, it's amazing. And for those that don't know, it's amazing. The first Friday of every month, we do our New Wine Empowerment group and inspiration as well. So we do that here from 6:30 to 8:30. That's the first Friday of every month. The second Friday, y'all know what time it is. Okay, I'm so excited. And I am wearing my AM design this morning, my beautiful orange. I just love this beautiful color of orange. So I hope y'all like it too. And if y'all do, y'all need to come out to the I Am Fabulous in Fashion. That's the second Friday of every month here at the Mansion. And sometimes it's in the boutique, sometimes it's in the mansion. We don't never know where it's going to be, but it is on this property, you know. And we are just so excited about Anthony as she transitions and elevates in her designer fashion industry. You know, she has taken this to the next dimension, and her fashions are just absolutely amazing. So if you want to be I Am Fabulous, y'all better come on. Okay. It's from 6 to 8, I believe, here on the property here at the Mansion. So y'all come out and support Anthony and just be a part of this amazing movement of fashion and fabulous. Okay. So, hello. So now y'all know that, oh, my God, I'm so excited about this October 21st Red Gala. It's our red carpet affair. Trust me, it is going to be. Y'all know we did the white affair back, I believe, it was April. It was so nice, but this, we just have a bigger venue. We're so excited about this food, okay? Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a night of celebration, okay? So we have our own Eventbrite page that's set up for this Red Gala at the Mansions on Park Row. Tickets are $50. That includes your meal. That includes your beverage. That includes, I mean, great entertainment. Oh, my God. And get ready for this amazing fashion, okay, walk, red carpet that we have partnered up with Twin Fashions, okay, with Roberta Black and Robin, okay, and they are just amazing designers as well. And once again, it is power in numbers, and we are collaborating with these amazing ladies. We had our amazing model call on last night, and it was so much fun, and just meeting these amazing women that are just beautiful models, and they are so eager to come out and partner with the Mansion on Park Row and just be a part of this beautiful event and wear these amazing designs by Anthony Michelle and Twin Fashion. So get your tickets. Tickets are running out. Come on, y'all. It's time to celebrate one another. And that's what this is all about. You know, it's just going to be a beautiful night. So it is a dress attire. And the reason for the attire is for our website and for our new Mansion magazine. So ladies, come out and bring your red dresses. If you don't have a dress, ma'am, y'all know what to do. Come out to the I Am Fashion and check out these red fabulous designs that are already in production for this event by Anthony Michelle and Twin Fashion. So we're so excited about this season being fabulous. Okay. We are. So That is October the 21st, and it will be held at the Pantego Lions Club, an amazing venue, amazing owners and people there that we've also connected with, and this is just so awesome. So feel free to come by the mansion, get your ticket, or go on to Eventbrite, whichever is more convenient for you, and prepare yourself for this amazing event of celebration of love. You know, that's going to be definitely in the atmosphere, so get ready, America. So we have another amazing event, okay, that I just found out that I have been nominated for. Now, I knew I was nominated for something just so spectacular. I'm not even sure what the title is, okay? I was placed into three different categories, and I don't know if I'm going to be the woman of the year or the woman of the world, but I know that I did get into the three of the nominations. So we will be at this amazing event on October the 28th, and that is called, it's a masquerade ball, and it's for the AKA and the Greek. It's on a Friday night as well. It's actually the week after the Red Gala. Tickets are also $50 for this event, and I'm just so excited, and I just want to say thank you, Sabrina Cannon, for believing that I was the woman, okay, to be represented, and I made the actual nominee board. So I'm just excited about being nominated for whatever that category is, and y'all forgive me because I really don't know if what it is, but I'm just grateful, you know, that's how good God is when you are about his business, you know, he and have no hidden agendas, you know. I had no clue, you know, just like I didn't have no clue that we would be I would be one of the 25 most influential women in business by the NAACP. But that's amazing. Both myself and Auntie Michelle, we were just so honored to have our medals, and I didn't have no clue even about that. That just came out of the sky. Okay. So as we represent the King, he totally represents us, and I just want to say thank you, God, for the love that you display as a pillar of our community here in Pantego. Hashtag Arlington. Okay. It's just so amazing. And this is a whole Metroplex thing that's going on. So we just want to be mindful that we always honor the Father for the love that he has for us and how he illustrates just being who we're called to be in this season. And that's why it's so important that we partner with the Holy Spirit and become containers of the flame or the fire, just however you relate to that. But I want to be the fire, okay, to be able to burn up some different atmospheres and be an atmosphere changer, who I'm called to be in this season, and I thank the Lord for that. So we're just so excited for Sherry Bronson in her season of, you know, imparting into people who want to go higher into the season of media, you know, because that's just the way the world is, and we just want to be a light in the shift. Okay, and feel free to come out on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And as we pillar her, and she teaches us how to be flow the spirit of excellence in this place of media. So I'm just so excited for that. And she's also a portion of our new wine, how she is bringing us to the forefront on our own Ustream channel, which is the Mansion channel. So feel free to go on First Fridays and, you know, check us out, you know, and just see the most amazing things that God is entrusting in us in this time. So we are definitely going to do what we're called to do. Y'all know we're going to sell out with this amazing, beautiful music, and we just want to say thank you for listening to our Mornings at the Mansion show here at the Mansions on Park Row, and we hope that you will tune in next week to hear this amazing topics that the Lord gives us each and every week here at our show. So I am Marlo Monzie, your morning host, and I approve this message. We'll see you soon.
Black and white, but when you come my way,
Walk right out of my heart.